This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
And I already saw it on the chat board, some people talking about Oladipo and all that. And Tyler Hero's the guy. Tyler Hero is the guy. Not Bam. Bam can get all motivated if he wants for one game or whatever. You know, I've already lost hope with Bam. Okay, Bam's a hell of a player. He's a hell of a defensive player. He just doesn't have it for offense. Okay? He just doesn't have it. He has no drive to be great on offense. His whole thing is on defense. Oh, and by the way, you had no steals and no blocks, Bam. You know, that's what I need from Bam tonight. 15 rebounds. Whatever you get in points is a bonus because you're a garbage offensive player. And then on defense, bro, get blocks. You know, Luka Doncic yesterday had three steals and a block. And Dallas can't play defense. That's why they lost yesterday. So, Bam, bro, play defense. Play defense and play your ass off. I don't need you on offense anymore. I'm not asking for your offense. Whatever you get, bro, 10, 12, 14 points, it's a bonus. We'll take it. You're not an offensive player, okay? You have no balls for offense. You have no desire. You have no fire. You're not a leader on offense. So let's just put Bam Adebayo away for offense already. Okay? I don't care about Bam's offense. Whatever we get from his scrubby offense, because that's all it is. It's a scrubby offense. It's nothing. He's got a nothing game because he's got no balls in that game. It's about Tyler Hero. Okay? Not Oladipo. Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero's the guy that's the sixth man of the year. Tyler Hero's the guy that's done it before. He did it in the bubble, and he had a hell of a year this year. And tonight, Tyler Hero has to say, I'm Robin. I'm Robin and Jimmy's Batman, because he's the guy that's going to be on the court a lot. He's the guy that's going to handle the ball a lot. He's the guy that can penetrate, create, score, shoot. He can do it all. But he's got to, what needs to be shed is his respectful space, I think is what's happening with him. He defers to Lowry whenever he's on the court. He defers to, of course, Jimmy Butler. He defers to Bam Adebayo. He defers to PJ Tucker. No more deferring. Jimmy, you don't want the ball, I'm taking over. You know, did you watch the Dallas game at all? Well, so if it's not Doncic, it's who? Brunson, right? Okay, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want Tyler Hero to become Jalen Brunson. And I'm talking about Jalen Brunson's balls. Because that's a tough some bitch, bro. If there's something I admire the hell out of Jalen Brunson is, he is fearless. He's the small guy that will post you up. Do you know what kind of a fearless some bitch you got to be a short guy and you want to post you up? And he's a whirling dervish under that paint. He'll work his way around, try to create space one way or another with his speed. He is relentless. That's what I want from Tyler Hero. I want Tyler Hero to grab Jalen Brunson's attitude and bring it with them on the court. And I want Tyler Hero to just tell everybody on the court, yo, I'm here to take over. I'm here to shoot. Oh, Jimmy, you hesitating? Give me the ball right now. I want him to be Mr. Aggressive from here on out. It's time. He even talked about it after winning the award for sixth man. He was basically saying, you know, I'm more than that. I want to be a starter, that kind of stuff. You know, he basically told you that six men is nice. That's just a stepping stone. Well, Here you go, dude. Here's the stage. You know, LeBron James, several years ago, graduated from NBA stud school here in Miami in game 6 against the Celtics. That's when he crossed the threshold of saying, yeah, I got to be a son of a bitch. Time for Tyler Hero to become a son of a bitch and do it against the Celtics, just like LeBron did. That's the guy tonight that has to take over opposite of Jimmy Butler. And I'm hoping that that's his attitude going into this game. I'm hoping he realizes that if he said it himself, if he wants to take the next step, here's the stage. And it's not like he can't do it. We saw it in the bubble. So time. It's here. It's now. I want to see Tyler Hero elevate himself tonight and take it to the next level and stay there. I don't want to see any of this Bam bullshit. I'm tired of Bam already. Okay? Love Bam. I know what he is already. Now I'm going to look at him for what he is. A defensive player that whatever you get from him on offense is a bonus. That's it. No fire. No desire to be great on offense. None whatsoever. But Tyler has it. Tyler has it. Tyler wants it. He now has to take hold of it. That's the guy I'm looking for tonight. Sure, Kyle Lowry's going to play tonight probably. We'll talk to Ira Winderman in the latter part of the second hour, somewhere after 12:30. We'll get in contact with Ira, and he, of course, will be covering shoot around and everything else. So he'll give us the latest. But it looks like Lowry's going to play, and so is P.J. Tucker. So that's good. But Lowry's not going to save your ass. An older player who's out of shape with a hamstring injury is not going to come in now and all of a sudden become a 25-point scorer and, you know, and a whirling dervish on defense and shut everybody. No. He'll help you on defense. He'll help you on offense. He'll definitely run the offense for you, but he's not going to be your savior. Tyler Hero needs to be a savior tonight. Sure. Bam Adebayo's got to do his part on defense. P.J. Tucker's got to do his part on defense, hit some threes. Struce has got to do something. Caleb has got to pitch in. Everybody's got to contribute. There's no doubt Oladipo's got to come off that bench and help out. But it's Tyler Hero, man. Tyler Hero's the guy that has to take over.